Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled, What If? It is called that for good reason. Because, you see, everywhere I go across this great nation, everywhere I tour, every performance I give, some sincere but misguided Christian accosts me in the parking lot and barks a curse we've all heard a million times for the last 2,000 years. Sinner! They shriek, eyeballs bulging and bony finger pointing. You may laugh now, but come judgment day, what if you're wrong? If I had but a dime for every time that thinly veiled threat was hurled towards the subgenius, I'd have more money than all the trial lawyers in California and New York combined. Yet, as mean-spirited as this rhetorical question sounds, it is in fact a legitimate challenge. What if, Bob forbid, we are wrong? Such a premise is difficult for subgenies to contemplate because one of the cornerstones of good salesmanship is confidence in the product. We will succeed because we know we will succeed. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. To even question the outcome is not only defeatist and anti-Dobbsian, it is subgenius sacrilege. And yet, in the interest of open theological debate, we will consider just this once the question of what if we're wrong. Now, theoretically speaking, not that it is statistically probable, but hypothetically, imagine if you can, a world come July 5th, 1998, where there is no excess invasion. Oh, it's painful. It's painful, dear friends, I understand. But remember, this is only theoretical. A planet that is not surrounded by an angry alien spacecraft. A globe not completely polluted with the corpses of conspiracy dupes. Oh, dear friends, it would be a sick society still dominated by pinks and normals. An earth where corporations, governments, and well-equipped armies still loyal to this system continue to uphold the status quo. They fight to maintain their tight totalitarian grasp on the very throat of freedom. Oh, it's a nightmarish vision indeed, one that makes my head spin, but one we will contemplate nonetheless in the interest of free and open debate. Yes, dear friends, this dark future of Dobbsian defeat and conspiracy conquest, this desperate future where the last of genius forces are holed up in the underground bunkers awaiting the final onslaught by conspiracy mercenaries, is a vision we do not want to contemplate, but will this one last time. As the Kelvin bombs explode far above on the planetary surface, Stain and his subgenius generals huddle beneath a flickering light bulb, poring over maps of subgenius tunnels, subway tunnels, and underground sewers, examining any and all possible attack routes. They will be determined to fight to death and take the maximum number of normals with them. Why? Because we hate you! They will be dedicated to honoring Bob through a dignified Dobbsian death. It is then that some weak of heart heretic will step forward, probably some Bobby who always dreamed of being a real subgenius warrior for Wotan. But when the chips are down for Dobbs, wants to cash out, this weak-willed wannabe Bobby will show his first real courage when he steps forward and whines, "But Reverend Stain, you promised we'd have something to show for our membership fee." The bunker will fall silent like a tomb. The collected gasp will cause the barometric pressure to plummet. The bobbing above will pause in divine reverence. Stain will slowly turn to the trembling traitor, glare into his frightened little face, and with the thunder of Daniel Webster will proclaim the same answer I gave the Christian in the parking lot. And that is this. Even in hell, we'll have the one thing the conspiracy tried to deny from us all our living lives. The one human right they'll never be able to take from us again, no matter how much they lie about what we did or what they didn't do. It's the one virtue Christians will never obtain, no matter how much they beg, pray, or grovel to their God. I'm talking about respect! Self-respect! The only commodity that can't be bought, traded, negotiated, or stolen in any of the conspiracy marketplaces. It's a concept foreign to all pinks and normals who serve the system. They may have stolen our freedom, our slack, and even our lives. But by virtue of our very defiance to them and their ways, we've earned a self-respect they can't even pretend to want. And you want to know why? Because their religion is based on submission, while ours is based on independence. Praise ball. Give me a praise ball. Praise ball. So that, dear friends, is our answer. That's what we get, even if we're wrong, come Judgment Day. The honor and dignity of self-respect earned through a lifelong fight for independence and freedom. Only the devil could possibly resent a man for wanting to be free. Any God that wouldn't want his followers to be free is no savior, but a tyrant, an enslaver of souls, a devil in disguise. And that leads me to my question to the Christian. It's terribly original, so brace yourself for it. What if you're wrong, come Judgment Day? Please think carefully before you answer, dear friend. Because remember, your very soul dangles in the balance. Here endeth the word of our praise, Bob. Amen. Praise, Father Joe Mama.
Oh, yes, dear friends. Praise, Father Joe Mama. A beautiful, beautiful sermon there from the Pittsburgh Revival a couple of weeks ago.